All right, good evening, everyone. Call the meeting to order of First State Military Academy Board, and welcome. Glad to see everybody on Zoom. I think I've got Lynn and Jim B. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, hey,
yes,
Jimmy.
I'm here too.
Wonderful, Lynn. Good hearing you, my friend. And Chris is making his way here to be here in person. And I've got Kevin, Leslie, Ray, Ryan, Pat's here, Colonel's here, and all that sort of good stuff. So with that, I better mark my time. All right, very well. Let us begin, and as always, a moment of silence. Thank you, everyone. Very well. I don't think I've got any opening remarks, and let's go right to the Secretary's report. I believe, there was a correction. If you noted, the minutes are good, but I did not put 25 January. I think I had the December up top, so the minutes are now, I corrected them in my system. It's 25 January, 2022 minutes. Do I have any additions, corrections to the minutes as presented? And I'll give it a 30 seconds.
I'm sorry, you're going to resend them to me so I can post
them? I will. Okay. Let me make a note.
Thank you.
Any comments on minutes as presented? Seeing none, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Abstention? Seeing none. Passed. Wonderful. Got it. All right. Very well. Pat? To public comment. Anybody on Zoom? Anybody on Zoom? Public comment? No public comment. Public comment is closed. All right, Jim, are you still, you still got that 6 p.m. hack?
Yep, I can stick around until about 6 o'clock and that's about it.
Okay, cool. Well, you're up, and then if you'll stick around, we got a couple of votes. Love to have you on. But if you would, let's go to Treasurer's Report.
It was sent out yesterday, so hopefully everybody got it. If not, just pay me and I'll resend it up. But Scott, I don't know if you got copies there or not. That's cool.
Yep, I got mine.
Started the month at $37,170.45 in the checking account, $175,328.08 in the savings account. During the month, we had the deposit from and I identified it there through the Class C donation platform, 9872. During the month, I dropped three checks to K&J Home Improvement, to Brooks Container, and to Dave. Total going out was $3,085.50. On the savings account activity, the only activity for the month was $2.98 of interest. As you recall, in the December meeting, the January meeting, I pointed out that they grabbed January payment on some at the end of December, so there was no loan payment out in January because they took it out in the month of December. So at the end of the month, we had $34,183.47 in the checking account, $175,331.06 in the savings account. And what I did not do was to, and down the bottom shows the reconcilement. There's the bank, you have the bank statements for all four accounts.
Right.
The bank statement for the checking account has a slightly different number. That's because Brooks Container did not cash that until after January 1. Excuse me, after February 1. I did write subsequent checks in the month of February for building-related projects. I do not have those on me at this point in time. I can get to them, but it'll take me a couple of seconds.
Nah. So, well, I mean, Jim, if you want. That's fine. Keep rolling.
So, you know, it'll take me just a couple seconds to connect to the server.
So, yeah, a couple of questions, and this is going to slice off to Kevin real quick. I think we only have one more large check DraftKings that is due that I'm aware of.
Yeah, and it might be $7,000-$8,000.
Right.
When it's all done, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Jim, do you have anything else that you're aware of that's outstanding on the construction stuff?
I do know that there was one that was outstanding that I did not get. And, again, I'm having challenges getting to my server as I speak because it's not connecting me. So the location I'm in isn't great, so I'll try to find out the email that I sent to you all, including you, Kevin, and Dave. If I can find that email, I can tell you what I got.
Okay. All right.
Give me a couple minutes in there. You have other conversations. That's fine.
Yep. All right. I think we will. Let's keep Treasurer's report open just for a few moments. As a quick update, I really do think we've got maybe one or two other large invoices coming. I say large, multi-thousand, coming to finish up the project. Kevin's going to talk about kind of what's hanging fire over there. Kevin, thank you. See you. And what's hanging fire with all with that over there. So while he's doing that there, we're going to keep this open for a moment. Let's go to...
I got it, Scott. So, and I'm just going to ballpark it here. Then I wrote about $20,000 worth of checks on the 11th of February. They were $41.80 to First State Insulation, $62.20 to Diamond State Pole Building. I believe about $1,400 to Dave. I had the wrong amount in my chart, so.
All right.
I think it's about $1,400. Roughly $7,000 to Maston Electric for the change order and remaining contract piece there.
Yeah.
And another $82 from Brooks Container. So from what I calculated there, I have paid out roughly, I've written checks roughly for about $295,000 on the project. And as the only thing that I was aware of, Kevin, was Diamond Materials. I don't know about DraftKings.
Yeah, DraftKings, they just have their final payment coming up, so they it's like I said, it's $6,000-$7,000 I think by the time it's done, and Diamond Materials, I don't think they've ordered anything.
Correct. Yet, so. So Jim, the Diamond Material piece has not been ordered. That's going to be the crush and run, additional crush and run for the yard and for, well, I guess it's for the yard and for the front apron kind of area.
Yeah.
So it looks like, you know, we budgeted about 323, somewhere around there, and we're going to be coming in around 301, 304, 305, somewhere around there, which I think actually is pretty good. So 295 spent, you think, Jim, and say, I'll just round out another 7,000 to go. All right.
So as it stands with the board checking account, the 7,000 for DraftKings there, I think the Diamond Material might be a couple of thousand at best, and the 20 that I wrote there, that's roughly $30,000. I believe there should be somewhere south, maybe probably no more than 4,000 left in the checking account when we're setting down with everything.
Okay. All right. Super. Very well. Anything else, Jim, on that stuff?
That's all I got for there, boss.
Wonderful. Thank you, sir. Questions in the room for Jim Berg on money stuff? Okay, we're good. Len, you good?
Yeah, all good here, Scott. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right, very well. Do I have a motion to approve said report?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, thanks. All right. Has Katie gotten on?
She is.
Oh, she is. Being pretty quiet there, Ms. Stark. Hi. All right, good. And I think we're waiting for Chris here. Okay, guys, wonderful, moving along nicely. Pat, we are to you. Finance report, and Pat's got a couple things he wants to talk about in the finance report. Also to remind everybody that this is February, so we will be approving the big sheet, which is this one right here. As you guys know, we start the fiscal year on July 1. We're in FY23, but we don't actually approve the budget until after December 31st because of all the monies owed us, final student count, yada, yada, yada. But they give us till February to say, boom, here's your budget. So we'll be doing that. I know Pat wants to talk about specifically something in the budget that he became aware of. And with that, to you.
Okay, can you give me 1 second?
Yes.
Please.
Which, where do you want to start first with?
Pat,
you want to go with the narrative?
Or you want to...
Okay. Got to make some right. Copies of some stuff.
Yeah, I forgot to print the confidence report. My apologies. Okay. In your packet, there's three documents, and it's not the narrative or anything like that, but it starts out the charter bill and two funding summaries.
All right. And so hang on, guys. It's this one here. It says charter bill, charter view. It's this document right there. And then he's going to go to two other documents behind that have yellow highlights on it.
Correct. Jim and Lynn, I did email this out to you. Okay, it should be in your email. So in talking with Michelle, we're going over it last week.
Describe who Michelle is again.
Michelle from POC. She's the one that puts together our financials.
Real quick for you guys, we hire out Positive Outcomes is a charter school down there that handles a very specific type of kit. However, they've got enough bandwidth and enough financial support that one of their staff members actually is a contractor to this school, helping Pat and been helping us for years now, just grind through numbers and help us manage that. We pay a fee. What is it, like $6,000 a year or something?
$1,100 a month.
$1,100 a month, I apologize. So, what is that, about $13,000, $14,000 a year. She's been with us for a long time, but certainly helps identify and keep sort of the numbers moving for us. Anyway, that's who he's talking about.
Okay. So she brought up that in our income for the state, we're short. And so we discussed it some and started looking into it. And so this weekend, I started digging in there and finding out, you know, what's going on. Because let me give you the picture. Last year, we had 458 students. This year, we have 456. Last year, we have 82 special education students. This year, we have 85. So, you know, when I'm taking the broad overview look, I'm thinking things are going to be about the same.
Should be
about the same. If there's going to be a variance, it's going to be small, something that I won't notice. It's actually $250,000. And so when I started breaking it down and looking at it, because we're not talking about that much difference. What it comes down to is about 8 students. And it's 8. And also,
So you're going to have to explain. Okay, how in the world can 8 students. So again, think about this. We've got basically the same number of enrollment from year to year. And we have the same level of special education, which includes two different types of cadets, special education cadets, which are what, the IEPs and the complex. So how in the world can we be $250,000 off from projected revenue to actual revenue here in February?
All right, let me give you an example. So if we're looking at, say, the Brandywine School District, and we have a regular grades 412 cadet come from the Brandywine School District, the Brandywine School District will give us $4,056 for that one cadet. Now, when you start talking about special education, you have three levels. You have basic, intense, and complex. Please keep in mind that those names do not mean, it just means if how much service that student requires. Maybe it's speech, maybe it's some type of PT, other things going on. There's all kind of different things. So that same student, say if they're complex from Brandywine, it's $27,000.
One student.
So a regular 412 student is $4,000. The complex student is $27,000. And looking at our unit count from last year to this year and going in there deeper, we are down eight.
Eight?
Difference of eight complex students from 19 to 11. Now, Christina School District, Red Clay School District, and Colonial are all about the same. We talked about financials and how much money. Those are the districts we get more money from, local funds. So again, that changes. And also, when you talk about basic special ed, it's one, a regular student is 1 to 20. Basic,
which is one unit count,
is one unit count. For every 20 students, you get one. For special ed, basic, it's 1 to 8. For intense, it's 1 to 6. For complex, it's 1 to 2. So not only do we not now get that income, local income from those districts, that's gone. Also, it affects our unit count because we're not getting those numbers. So our unit count, and you can see that if you look at the funding summary. And I apologize, they both have the same dates on them, because from fiscal year 2022, if you compare on the funding summaries, we went from...
Which page are you on, the first one with the red numbers?
No, the red numbers, that's local funds.
State.
I'm just jumping because I went to unit count. Unit count last year was 34.47. This year it's 32.66. So it's about... 1.8 drop in units. And you don't think that'd be that big of a difference, but it is.
All right. So what we're talking about is that as the school has, I don't know if evolved's the right word, but as the school has changed over the years, we are getting less and less complex kids, which actually makes sense, right? Because what's happening is the school, I mean, you guys remember when we started, it was send Johnny because he needed to get his ass kicked by a bunch of Marines. That I'm being a little forward, but what's happening is we're getting a lot more families and kids who are self-selecting, that they're coming here because they want to be here. Well, what it's doing is, it's driving the complex kids not out, they're just not coming. Mm-hmm. And we're getting more and more what Pat refers to as the four through 12, which is a normal cadet.
Normal.
But a cadet that doesn't fit those three categories. As a result, the money coming from the sending district is halved or quartered. So that's why we're at the same body count, yet our revenue has swung dramatically. There's some good news, there's some bad news. The bad news is that Pat just learned of this, and we're not paying attention to it. The good news is now we know. But the other piece of the good news is that it actually shows how the school is changing over time, because the cadets, again, that are coming, you know what this reminds me of? This is the Dennis O'Brien. Remember him?
Yep.
You remember, Jim, when he said, dudes, all you got to do is get all these complex students and you'll be riding high on money. Do you remember that conversation? For the guys that have been, that's exactly what's happened, is that we did not pursue that. We were not seeking complex. We weren't seeking kids that brought tranches of money. We were looking for kids that wanted to be here. And this is the result. We're about going to be about $250,000. The budget's off $250,000. Some additional good news, because obviously Pat and I have chatted about this, is that when we get to June, there will be no issue with summer encumbrances. We will meet all the statutory financial requirements we have. As you guys also know, our carryover from year to year is still robust. So we have managed to continue to put a fair amount of money away, so to speak, meaning we're not spending. So the good news is that this $250,000, I don't want to say mistake, that's the wrong word, but this illustration of what's happening with our student population can be absorbed. Pat, why don't you talk about really what does end of year look like and monitoring, and where do we go from here if, in fact, this does create maybe a potential financial issue for the school?
So traditionally, this point of the year on, we use the at-grader savings because everything we've needed, we've bought.
Right. So we front-load a lot of stuff. We front-load all the interest payments on USDA, all the computers, all the insurance. There's something else we front-load that's expensive. A couple other things. What?
Chromebooks, everything.
Yeah, that sort of stuff. So we end up front-loading a whole bunch of costs. And as Pat and the team here have been over the last number of years, that towards the end of the school year, the April, May, June timeframe, barring something significant happening, we are able to save money, and our burn rate, which is about, how much we go a month? About 155?
About 160. This time of year, we start going under that.
Right.
And we usually it starts building. I do foresee that it's going to be close. We'll get a better read in it through April. I will tell you now, as you know, we lost one of our school counselors. That position was open. I've closed it. We will not be hiring a school, rehiring that position. So right now that position's off the books. Poor Hope, she's kind of, we're all getting double duty doing some counseling jobs. It's just one of those necessary things. But if we have to, if we look at it, what we do have is we have a lot of ESSER 3 money sitting out there. ESSER 3 money is a little bit more flexible. So, and we're the one that set how we're going to pay.
Tell everybody what ESSER 3 is.
ESSER 3 is the American Recovery Plan. That's the third funding model that came out. We have, I think, let me see the federal. Right now we have $513,000 left in there. So if I have to, go in there and say, okay, I need to do a modification. We set aside $190,000 to do our HVAC systems. I'm sorry, but I need that money now. I can remodify that to pay for something else. Have to do it before June 30th. Because once June 30th is, we cannot go back to that fiscal year.
Right.
If we need to. But we're gonna take a look at it and see how things go. Like I said, every year, even our first year, I remember we were in the negative until March, and then we ended up with $300,000 in the positive. So, it's still positive going forward. We do not spend money just on anything. We usually only purchase what we need. But it's something we will keep an eye on and look at it and see where we're at. But the nice thing is we do have that reserve.
All right, questions? Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
So at what point do we find out what as a potential cadet applies, interviews, accepts, what status that student is to know what funding
projecting what
we have.
Right. So right. so now that it's cued to me that we know.
So the answer is now.
So that's where I'll get with Jennifer Tuppany, our special ed coordinator. And when they come in, she sees that. We can see it too, but she can pinpoint me and tell me where they're at, what classification they are.
Go ahead.
And again, just when you understand the difference between basic, intense, and complex too, that also applies to what school they're going to. So if you're at a big district like Appaquinimic, that student may be basic. They might come to First State Military Academy and be complex,
right,
only because we don't have all these people that we keep on staff that can handle these things. So that's how it's run. It doesn't go by that's how the kid is. It's what services they need. So that's also what we've done in the past too. If we looked at a cadet new coming in and say, we're looking at this, you know, they're basic at their old school, but this is going to create a lot of time for us, or then we'll move it to intense and complex, and we have those meetings, and that's what they do.
So you foresee asking certain questions in the application.
We look at the
process.
IEP.
Okay.
We look at the IEP and then contact the parent.
Gotcha.
And just say, hey, we want to have a meeting coming in, and usually we have 60 days. Mm-hmm. When school starts, they have meetings with all of our new cadets. That is something, when we look at those have to happen first. Yes.
But if you, excuse me for interrupting, but if
you're good.
The concept of the three levels, basic, intense, complex, was that the school would then provide services based upon, right? So if we had those services in place in prior years, just because of a drop from 8 in 1911, those, weren't they still be in place? And if the student doesn't fall into the basic intense complex, isn't the basic fundamental reason that this was developed was there is a need for that person? If the school, we as a school are now below those three levels, then we don't need to spend money on those other services, right? Right, there's a cost. It's not just what you take, it's what you spend. So theoretically, if you spend $27K on a person who's complex, if you don't have any complex, you don't need to spend $27K. You see what I mean?
Well, less teachers.
You don't have the special assistant, right. You don't have the teacher's right. aide, you don't have the person in the classroom.
You're saying the cost goes away.
The cost goes away, exactly. Right. Long term.
All right, so staying on Ray's question, this 250 may actually not be 250 because those costs associated with those eight cadets actually aren't being spent. Is that true?
Well, that's correct in some way. It's hard for us to gauge it because there's such a, you know, we're all like, I can tell you there are some complex cadets, and it's more emotional when you get to that point, than emotional that, yeah, it's an everyday. It's like, it takes time out of my hands, it takes time out of Bob's hands, it takes time out of another person's hands. That's what we're talking about, is time and spent, because that student, because of their classification, needs more time. That's why it's 1 to 2. So
how many complex kids cadets do we have?
11.
11 total.
Correct.
Okay. And that basically is, last year we had, 19. Okay, this year we got 11. So, a couple things we ought to expect. One, there's a potential lag, so the 250 may not be 250 by the time we get there. Two, that we still have reserves and money available, so that the 250's impact on the overall budget may not be as significant as it seems at the moment. Three, are we expecting the trend to continue to move in this direction, meaning that the number of kids that are complex and intense actually will continue to go down? Or do you believe that we're probably always going to have 10 to 12 complex, and we're always going to have 15 to 30 kids that are intense? Do we have any sense of that?
Well, that depends on the individual student when they come in. We look at their IEP.
Right.
We look at it, and Jen, she's this is her wheelhouse. When she looks at that and says, you know what, Pat, this student's going to need more services. I feel they're basic. We need to move them to intense. So there's some of those complex that are in that column that we have moved to that column when we redid their IEPs.
Oh, that's right. Now, do we ever have cadets that move from complex down to move the other way on, or is it always up? Does anybody ever move down the scale? Meaning that the level of support actually decreases because the cadet is doing better, the emotional status has changed, life is better, whatever. Do we ever see that?
I know we've had some students that have their special education services have stopped. They tested, they no longer needed them.
Okay.
So that has happened.
So this is a fairly fluid number.
It is.
Based on... go ahead.
Got the question, Jim. And Pat, who makes the determination about what classification they are, and when do we do that?
Well, when they come in, we look at where they're at. And along we contract out our educational psychologist. She does the testing, and then they meet as a team. And, you know, that's when I meet with Jen and Jody, and we talk about it and talk about the services, and they kind of direct me which way they want to go. Of course, I'm smart enough that I say, okay, that's how it's determined. But it's through testing.
So the time frame for us to know that would be what, September, October?
Well, see, that's the crutch of the whole issue. So usually schools make their hiring in May, June, April sometimes, but we don't know our 30th count till September 30th. Of course, all these figures aren't ironed out until middle of November. Yes, that's...
So we could be down staffing that we need to support kids coming in.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But what we'll do there, Jim, is just like I said, we've done a pretty good job throughout the years of predicting. Last year was one of those years that, and considering the state of the whole country and the way things are going, was a little bit odd. We didn't expect to lose the number of juniors and seniors we did in July and August. That's kind of threw us for a little bit. But again, that comes with the point and I was talking today, we do need to look at our enrollment being at 470, 475, which we're in good shape right now. We've started strong. I think we're closing on 50 already, and usually that is something, a number we've gotten usually mid-March.
Yep. So. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. So I think the takeaway is a couple things. One, lesson learned, so we got to pay attention of that. And as soon as Pat was briefing me this morning on this, I immediately thought of Dennis and that whole discussion.
You can't target that audience. It's
I
like,
know.
That's wrong.
I know, but that's what he was saying, man. I'll tell you guys later about who he was. Actually, well-intentioned guy.
Do you mean?
Pardon me?
Do you mean?
No.
Wise Men's guy.
Yes, why? That's right. Yeah, yeah. What's the school again?
Dax.
Yes, yes. That's where he came from. At any rate, so I think we've got a couple good takeaways. Overall, I'm not panicked. I think this is a big number, but based on what Pat has identified, sort of its trend and what it indicates about how the school has evolved and changed, I think is good. But certainly we got to be a little tighter and a little more aware of because, you know, a couple of $250,000, you're going to start talking about real money, as the old joke goes. A billion here and a billionaire, you're going to start talking about real money. With that said, I don't know, let me go to Zoom. Len or Jim or Katie, any questions from you guys for Pat on this discussion?
None for me. I already met with Pat earlier.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, Jim, you good?
I'm good from that standpoint, but I'm close to running out of time.
Yeah, I know. And I've got Chris is here, so if you got to roll, you got to roll. We've got enough for votes and all that good stuff.
Okay, a couple
so,
more minutes, and that's
about it. So. Yep, roger that. All right, so anything else, Pat, you want to hit on this particular subject, and do you want to go to narrative?
No, does anybody have any questions on the documents, the local, and between the local or the state, or any of that information there?
So the ones that got yellow on it is the state piece.
That's the state piece.
And this one is the local.
Local.
Right, I mean, it's kind of amazing when you look. What is it, Brandywine? One student off, and we're $33,000 down. And you're wondering how in the world is that possible? Well, now we know that particular those particular cadets or that cadet those cadets from Brandywine happen to be in the complex, and that's how. So you'll note that's about 77,000 right there just on the local hit. There are additional losses here on this side. Then when you couple in the loss of some of our seniors, juniors and seniors, that's where the 250, the initial 250 comes from. Yes, sir.
And I also talked when we had Dr. Fiorani had a CTE class, pathway, which is biomedical. He resigned this July, and we couldn't fill the position, and then we finally did, but we couldn't continue doing biomedical. So we lost that CTE money. And to show you what that means, and Ray, you might remember this at Poly, when the state stopped supporting a pathway as a CTE area, Polytech would get rid of it.
What does CTE mean?
Career technical education
money.
Okay.
Another earmark from the state.
Right, because when you don't, then you're just offering that class. But if it's a pathway, career technical education sponsored by the state, they're going to give you extra funds.
Okay.
An extra unit. So when he left and we stopped, that came off the books. That was another hit to our unit count too. I'm not blaming Joe. I mean, he had to do what's best for him.
Yeah.
But you know, looking at the big picture, that's where we're at.
Okay. All right, very well. Any other questions? All right, I think we will weather the storm. Pat, you will put that on your list to keep us updated on how that changes. All right, let's go to the budget narrative. And Pat, if you would, let's talk about that.
Okay, so we're through January fiscal year 22. This is 58% of the year is gone. State appropriations, and by the way, it's 456, not 455. That is my error. You'll notice on the documents between local and state that state listed a 456, local listed a 455.
Right.
That's because we had a conflict with the Christina School District, which was my error, and I can explain it, but that's the one difference there. So the current appropriation is the $4,357,000. We received 99% of that. We 99 point something, that we got another $9,000 coming to us. Local funds from the school districts for the fiscal year 22 is $1,228,000. Final payments are arriving, and we received $206,946. We do have all of our payments from our school districts.
So all school districts 100% now?
Correct. Well, we're there. We're waiting for it. I talked to Michelle about it, and she said, no, Pat, there's still going to be some coming in because we didn't get the Christina School District, what is that money called? The tech money that they give us every year.
Okay. But we're very close.
Yeah, we're very close.
Now, funny to note, guys, all this money is supposed to be in, right, 31 December? 31 December, all locals for everything are supposed to be to where they're supposed to be. And it's now February, and we're still screwing around with somebody.
Well, but I'll just tell you right now, Scott, everything is behind. Deadlines, unfortunately, don't mean the same things as they used to. And, you know, sometimes we're guilty of that, too. I can tell you. I'll show you that when we go over the things. Other state funds, we received all 100%. Tech Block, Educational Sustainment Fund, MCI, and our Educational Opportunity Grant and Opportunity Grant. Transportation funds were 100%. It's $464,741. Any questions on revenue? Expenditures. Yes.
I'm going
to log off,
so I just didn't want to talk without letting you know. So.
Okay. All right, Jim. Thank you, sir.
See ya. So expenditures. I know we just talked about the 160 mark. This one is for January was $202,594. If you recall, I told you back in December. Back in January, that it was going to be higher, mm-hmm. only because we were pretty much shut down one third of the month of December, so nothing was being processed. So all those invoices that could have been paid in December got kicked into January. Transportation and student athletic travel was $61,399. That's typical. Usually $58,000 is our transportation per month. Other expenditures. Usually supplies, office supplies, copier is $9,758. Utilities, will start coming down, $8,255. Instructional related services, $4,178. Clothing and incidentals, $537. And then you look at athletic supplies, you're thinking, wow, $27,142. I can tell you right now, some of that is fall, some of that is winter, and some of that is spring stuff. There's a lot of it in there.
Yeah, that's up.
Invoicing is
really
is delayed. And when I broke it down, I was looking at it, well, what did we pay in athletics that we haven't paid? Well, there was 4 months of athletic trainer fees that hadn't been paid.
Cheese and crackers, how come?
Well, sometimes it's us. Sometimes it's, I can tell you right now, one of the hardships for us going into this, we have one person that does our HR, who also does setting up the budget stuff for me, and who also handles like substitutes and stuff like that.
No.
And yes, and you remember I told you in back in October how many people were absent, sick, and we're going through that, and... She was worked and things got delayed.
Okay,
wasn't all her. You know, it goes both ways, but we're catching up. So a lot of that $27,000 should have been spread out since October. It just came in one hit. Building and grounds $7,698, and you can see food is another one. I will tell you, I've been working with Preferred now, and the one guy I talked to. I asked him why we keep getting these invoices coming in. Why can't it be regularly? He said they're having staffing issues at Preferred Foods, and sometimes they just don't send out the things. So we get all these invoices at one time.
The good news is this is totally federally funded, so correct. It's a wash. It's just that getting a bill for $75,000 is not normal.
No, it was broken down in the smaller. But if you look at the, you can look at the sheet and see that we have paid $120,000 in food so far this year. We've reimbursed $113,000, so we're just a little bit behind on that. Otherwise, it's pretty good. So that's pretty much the expenditures. So we are above the 160 we look for. But when you look at the athletic and food, you're saying, well, you know that's money that could have been spread out over the previous months, coming in one lump sum. And like I said, I'm hoping that I did put a hiatus on everybody at school.
In what regard?
Not to order. Not to order till everything's caught up and finalized. And I did ask that from now on, they need something, they come ask me first. And I said, really, if we don't need it, we're not going to buy it. If we need it, we get it. But otherwise, because I want to get a good look, and I do want to recoup, you know, the difference we just talked about.
Okay. All right. Very well. Any questions on expenditures? Anything catch anybody's eye of issue? Okay. Federal?
Federal grant, total grant revenue this year is $1,091,000. This includes our yearly consolidated grant of $261,000 and $829,159 from previous grants, including the ESSER III. We have a remaining total of $749,575 left. So that money's there. And again, if there's something, the consolidated grants all already talked for, but the which is going towards two salaries we always put it to and other technology programs. The ESSER III is the most flexible if we need to use it.
All right.
So I did, and if you look at the big spreadsheet of our budget, you can see, you can actually go down the column of January, you can see the different breakdowns in what we purchased, what expenditures they were, what category they came out of. And you can see, you can get a good year-long view to see what we've been paying out of.
Yeah, transportation, if you look in January, actual was 58,382, month before 65, right? So it's sort of tracking. Mm-hmm. And there's the big one. What is that, operating supplies, Pat, that I'm looking at? No, food, 75,736.
Correct, but if you look in the past months, we never really did get bills for food.
Yep.
So you can see how it's all coming lumping in at one time. I would rather have it nice and easily spread out.
Of course.
But unfortunately, that's not the way it's working right now.
Yep.
It almost seems like things don't work as smoothly as they used to, and I don't know why, so.
Okay.
All right, very well. So,
and you can see on the second page, you can see our revenue. That's our actual what we have at the very bottom.
Yep. Should be the green number, 5,893, right?
No, the blue number.
Oh, 3,811. Got it. Oh, got it. Now, Pat, should those be different years? If you look at FY 2021, should that not be 2021?
Yeah, that should be 22.
Okay.
And the one above it should be 21.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So with that said, we have two votes. First is, we got to vote on the budget. We also have to vote on the monthly web report. Let's do that real quick. The web report is this one. Let's do that real quick.
Motion to approve the monthly web report.
All right. Got it. Thank you. That was pretty good there. Without me even prompting. My friend, I love it. All right, so do I have a motion to approve? I do have a motion. Do I have a second? I got a second. Lynn, sounded like you. Discussion on the web report? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, abstentions? Seeing none. All right, so web report's done. Let's go finally to the budget.
I'll make sure I got.
All right. So, last last question, Pat, on the web report with the 250 that we just talked about. How I want to make sure, or does it wash through this document here, or how? Where does that get reflected in this? Just on the revenue side.
So the web report is our year to year. Our year. This is year. It shows our overall money.
Yep. Too. Okay. All right.
Cool. It doesn't. Web report doesn't show our overall money. Now, what Michelle will do, we've talked before, because of that 250, she will, you know, take some of that, add it in there, because we don't want to have a negative web report.
Correct.
Especially when we have money in reserve.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. So the last thing we got to do is a formal approval of the budget. This document here. And do I have any further discussion on approving the FY22 budget? All right. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, I got a second. Any further discussion on the motion for the FY22 approval budget? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Abstentions? Hearing none? Passed. Good. All right. Done. All right, guys. I think we're moving along nicely. Thank you. Okay, CBOC, we did not meet, we meet again, no report, I think we meet, actually, coming up, hang on, let me look, yep, 17 March is the next meeting in March, so we've got a few weeks, I'll fill you in, and again, Citizens Budget Oversight Committee, we take a little deeper dive and all this sort of stuff. And what have you, we don't meet till 17 March. So no report. Let's go to Commandant's report. So now we're to this document here. Pat,
so
back to
17.
You. Yeah, 17 March, 1 o'clock. Maybe in here, maybe not, depending. Might be your office.
Okay. Commandant's report.
Yep.
So we're in the heat. We're right in the midst of enrollment. As of when I did this on 2/20, 2 days ago, we had 200 applications in. Next open house is February 26th. That's this Saturday. And we have 43 pre-registered for 22-23 school year. Of course, that'll change based on... I saw a few families in today bringing in paperwork, and
we're running ahead, right?
Yes, we're doing good on the enrollment. The enrollment's looking good.
Good.
And we also sent out a second postcard to all of our families.
Oh, we did?
We did.
All right, cool.
With the new open house dates. That went out 2 weeks ago. So we're just worried about the February 26th. If people are going to get it in the mail on time, you know, way the post office, everything's just slowing down. But hopefully we get out there. We have the March 19th and the April 2nd. The March 19th is a big date, because that's about the time when people have to actually signify what school they're going to be going to. So,
all right, and are we still doing the 09s, you know, 10-ish,
yes.
10-20, three cohorts sign up, and they move through the system?
Yeah, 09, 0940, and 10-20.
Yep, cool. All right, that's working out well, or seems to be working out
well? Well, it is, because we started using that format because poor Bob and his guys, we got done over here.
And they're still there at 1:30 in the afternoon.
1 o'clock, right. Still with the family.
Lunchtime.
So. Yeah. It took 7 years to figure that out.
So we thought we could go through keeping groups. And,
all right, cool. Again, for any board members that want to attend, please consider. Leslie's been with us a number of times. It's actually kind of cool. We aren't sure about turnout, though. Oh, how did the last open house go?
It was a good turnout.
Was it?
It was a good turnout. We had almost 40 families.
Wow.
So, I mean, and then this one, it's like I said, without the cards. The right. This is just through the website. Right now we're at 14.
Okay. All right, cool. Good, good, good. All right, so we're moving in the right direction. We continue to find out, I guess, Leslie, what is it for folks that come to the school? How do they?
I think most of them know somebody who has been here. I think that's the majority of it. But we see people say they rode their bike by the school and thought it was pretty and come in. And
yes, I remember that family. Yep.
So, I mean, I think our kids, our cadets are speakers for us all the time. I think they get out there sometimes to get these onesie twosies where they ran across a sports event and like the kids marching in and, you know, but mostly they know somebody.
Yep. All right. Very well. Appointments, resignations. Pat, back to you.
So, as you know, our previous driver's ed instructor left mid-January. We've been out without. We finally hired Alex Carter, right, coming from Caesar Rodney, take over his duties as driver's ed and strength training. He'll be effectively with us on March 7th.
Okay. All right. Do we need to do any kind of vote affirmation of this?
Yes,
I think we do.
So just a little bit about him. He's been teaching at Caesar Rodney for the past 10 years. Also coaches baseball. Actually played Division I baseball. I know Alex. Actually taught him. He's quality people. He's a hard worker. He's looking for a change. Making that jump coming to charter is pretty big, especially when you're leaving the union and saving the SEA. He's excited. We're looking forward to being there. He was actually working at the Charlton School, so you could understand how that's that takes a lot there. So,
okay, cool. All right. Again, Pat always does hires and fires, but we always do an affirmative vote for him. So do I have a motion to accept the recommendation for Alex Carter?
Motion.
All right. I'm making a note. I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none. Good. Cool. All right. Colonel.
Let's go talk about Holy Cross.
Sure. So we went to the Holy Cross school 2 weeks ago, I guess it was. I started joining with the exhibition drill team down there, and they had a chance to perform. And I said it was a fun event. It was at all the kids in the parking lot, and they perform out in the parking lot, so it worked well. We'll see if we get any recruiting efforts out of it or not.
Okay, cool.
I mean, we were invited in, and so hopefully that becomes an annual event. They had a lot of fun. It was during the school day, so the kids liked it. They got a school for some hours.
Of course.
We had our annual drill meet, as you know, you attended a couple weeks ago on Saturday. We took third place.
Third?
We did.
Third?
It was a tight day. It was close.
Damn House Staters, that's who it was.
Yeah,
I heard
3 out of 6, but Reading High School and took second out of PA, and then Mountain View out of near the Quantico area took first place. They got a pretty good program. They'll be coming back 2 weeks from this Saturday for the sectional that we're hosting, which is another bullet on here.
Think about coming for that. That's a big hootenanny here.
This was a rehearsal, basically, for that one. That one is what really counts. And if that's a serious meet, this past one was just kind of fun.
By the way, I was here.
Pardon me?
I was here, too.
You were?
I was.
I did not see.
That's because I came over to Drexel. I didn't go back there. I was watching them over here.
Oh, geez, because I was here for a little bit, and I did not see you. All right, cool.
Nobody told me you were here. I got my little reporting requirements.
Yeah, I want to know where the Commandant is at all times.
Well, you know, I watched the event, and it was really running smooth. Talking about just smooth.
Yeah, Bob.
Kids were great, and then of course my office is there. I go in there, I get stuff doing work and stuff like that.
No wonder you disappeared into your hole. All right, so it did seem like things were running very well.
Very smooth.
All that sort of stuff.
Cadets did a good job. They're getting pretty good at it. They just don't want to get cocky before the one that really counts, which is this next one. Yeah, it's when it's an all Marine show. They all these drill masters or so they think they are show up. And it'll be a busy day, but it'll be a fun day as well. And I volunteered to host this because nobody else was pointing out, even though it's hard for us to do that because we have to use two facilities.
Yep, and the buses and back and forth and
all. Well, we're going to change it up a little bit because PCH gym is actually too small. The Marine Corps changed the drill card this year, made it much bigger, more complex. It's really hard for the cadets to do. You know, it's actually very challenging, but they do it well. And we had two schools run to the walls over here in PCA just because they couldn't turn fast enough, and you know. Anyway.
So what are we going to do? Are we going to try to do it outside?
In the parking lot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a plan.
Sort of. Maybe not yet. Yeah.
It'll work. You have to be on point. It's not really fair to the cadets to put them through that, to be honest with you. It's just constant commands. There's no time to just like march and get your head about you for 10 or 15 seconds. It's just constant. If you're not constant, you're running into
because the smaller area requires the constant movement. Yeah. Yep.
It's about 20 feet too small in length and about 10 or 15 feet too narrow. So that makes a big difference. So we're going to use the parking lot and weather. Providing, and we have cones. We had some cones donated last week. Kara, is it Kara from the office? Or Cara? Laura. Oh, crap. Laura. I see I'm announcing. You know what? Patty smacks me every time I do that. Anyway, Laura, her husband works for Del Dot, and was able to donate 25 traffic cones for us.
Oh.
And so we use those out there. And so anyway, it'll work. I'm just hoping for decent weather to get that's outside, give me a fair shot at this.
Yep.
You need a tent outside here across the way?
We'll see. I'm on the way to about 5 or 6 days out. Yeah, we have our canopies. They're not really tents, but they're canopies. And,
but I can call Joe and get a whole tent set up, and that way whole teams can, the team waiting can sit in an area. Just a thought.
Yeah, if it gets that bad, we probably weren't going to do it.
Well, I'm not going to say it's raining, but just a place to go to.
Well, they're going to have their classrooms as their staging area, right? Like we used it before, and then they should just march straight out and go after it.
Okay, so, cool. All right, what else? Do we have any sense of anybody seeking the academies? How's that looking for? And what the heck is Weingart doing?
I talked to her today. She doesn't know yet. She hasn't made a decision. That's okay. It's a big decision. She's got that out of Princeton. It's a pretty big deal. If she wants to do what she wants to do, which is fly, she needs to go to the academy.
Of course.
That's hands down. She hasn't made a decision yet. She's going to talk to a couple students, I think, this week that are at Princeton that are also in the Navy ROTC program, which is a satellite.
Right, because they don't do it there.
Right, so we'll see.
All right. Anybody going to the Citadel?
Maybe. We have 7 or 8 that have applied for different ROTC scholarships.
Okay.
We don't work for those to come back. I mean, Army, right. Navy, Marine Corps, it's across the board there, so we'll see. I don't think we're going to have any luck with the Marine Corps ROTC scholarships.
No.
It's too hard. I'll be honest with you. It's too challenging. It really is. It's not much below getting into the academy right now.
Really?
It is that difficult. It really is. I mean, they want PFT scores up in the 270s, 280s.
Well, it's almost a perfect score.
Well, 300 is perfect, but, you know, it takes a while to be able to do that.
an adult, and to get your body conditioned to do that, I mean, to expect that out of a 17-year-old man or woman, it's just hard. And it, but kids are out there, kids are doing it, you know, because we go against this whole Northeast region. Because whatever packages we submit go to Baltimore, they sift through them and pick their top five or six out of 30 or 40 that they receive, and then they send those five or six to New York. And, so it's just challenging. It's hard. There just aren't that many to hand out. The Army has got has the most to hand out. So, so we'll see.
Okay. All right.
We'll see.
Cool. All right. Anything else? I'm looking down the list. There's something I was going to hit in mind, but we can hit it now.
You want me to just talk about the SAT testing?
Yeah.
So the state decided that they're going to do digital. We're gonna pilot it this year.
What does that mean?
The SAT is going to be done on the Chrome.
I don't need a number two pencil anymore.
What?
Yes. Well,
you're going to do it on a screen?
So now we're going to have all these issues. My Chromebook died. It's not working. I will let you know that this logistically is going to be a mess. It's going to be a mess to do this and then try to have instruction going on at the same time. So I got to break down and see how it's going to look.
Do our cadets physically come to a place with their laptop to take the test?
Correct. Their Chromebooks. It's already on there. The secure browser is already we can just push it through and it they're already on. They just when they boot it up it's on there, they can't access it.
How do you prevent cheating?
Well, it's a secure browser. You can't leave it.
Can I have another one open?
No. It doesn't allow you. But the only problem is, and I'll tell you this right now, one of our cadets discovered that if you do this, do these keystrokes, boom, you can access Twitter and all this stuff on the state network. But it was a really good, it was one of our cyber patriot kids. And I said, how did you even discover that? Oh, yeah. I let the SAT know. They said, oh, we know. College board, they said, yeah, we know. I said, okay. They said,
proctors walking.
Yes, well, we still have problems. Well, that's the hard part. For every three tests you have, then you have to have hall monitors, then you have to have, it's logistically, it's a challenge. So I'll let you know how that goes. I'll keep you informed once we have it all set up.
Okay.
That'll be interesting.
This is we're doing the ASVAB electronically now as well, so it's working out better.
Yeah, but that's a much smaller cohort.
Well, it is. Well, yeah, it is. But I'm just saying that as
it is working.
As electronic testing goes.
It's working?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Took us a time or two. It didn't work the first time. Not that I'm trying to get Pat bad luck here.
Yeah, great. All right. So let me hit mask. So we will not be taking a vote. We will take a vote next month because we'll have our board meeting prior to the 31st. As you all are aware, the governor is basically saying to all the districts, and we are our own district, that you make up your own rules as it relates to masking. It is certainly going to be my recommendation and intention that we will take the position that masks will not be required here at First State, will not be required. That gives choice back to moms and dads, gives choice back to the cadets. If people feel they need to, fine, but it will not be required. I will be seeking a vote of the board at the next meeting to endorse that. We will have a little color to this. We have one of our instructors, in fact, Ms. Kinzer, right here behind us, who is, as you guys may or may not be aware, is fairly compromised breathing-wise. She is on oxygen, and she's been with us from the beginning, but she has had some significant, well, you want to talk about a classic, I guess an example of an immune-compromised individual, she is it. When this came up, she approached Pat and said, I'm a little concerned for my health. So
there may be an extenuating circumstance. However, I want to make sure that that extenuating circumstance, the box under which someone gets to check, is very tight, meaning that there is clearly medical components to the request that kids who enter my classroom should wear a mask. And I can certainly see that. She's been with us from the beginning, and my gosh, strong will, strong character, and if we can accommodate her, I'd like to do that. But I've asked Pat to really create a box that just about nobody can check except her. Not that our team here would do this, but I certainly don't want to get into a spot where someone on staff says, well, why does she require and ask for her cadets to remain in a mask just for their class period, yet I feel the same pressure and we should do this for me too. And I want to make sure that however we describe that accommodation fits her detailed concerns, and that does not that it would, again, obviously, I don't think it would, but I just want to make sure that our accommodation is for Ms. Kinzer. So that may be part of our discussion come next board. Anyway, you guys are pretty much know where I am. That's what I'm going to be seeking. Pat, I don't know if you have any other additional comments on that.
Well, whatever you want to go by, we'll make it work. Did you want me to get any surveys or anything like that?
No. Okay. No, we're not doing surveys. We're not doing any of that. So that's where we are. If you all or anyone has any concerns or comments, please give me a call or let me know prior. But I did want to just put that out so you guys are aware. I will tell you, I have no clue what the other districts are going to do. I think some of them are actually living in abject horror that they're going to be given the responsibility of making a decision. I think others are looking forward to making a decision, but we'll see. And I'm assuming, of course, that the governor maintains his 31 March.
Can I mention something on that?
Yes, please.
So the Delaware State News did an article, or Beta Bay News, just a few days ago about that. They said most districts are leading the same.
As we are?
Yes.
Okay, good. Very well.
They said from preliminary talks and the board meetings, that's what's coming out.
Yep, very well. I don't think our parents, quite frankly, I think our parents are on the other side of that ledger of this one, and I think they're kind of chomping and wondering why we're waiting, quite frankly, until the 31st.
Probably a few that fall on the other side.
Pardon me?
Actually, I think that there are a few that fall on the other side of that.
Yeah?
Okay. And I was going to just say, so long as he is able to address that when the phone call comes, and I think he can. And the answer is, you make your choice. You're not restricted from. You may wear it if you wish. That's the choice.
Yep.
But I do see it when I've been wrestling him particularly, and that's what I think I see.
Okay.
There are people on their side.
Yep. Understood. All right. Very well. I think that's it. Pat, anything? Yes, ma'am.
I have a question. I think it falls on policy procedure. I don't know if you want to talk about some of the recent information about background checks.
Oh, that article and the News Journal thingy?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm not sure where all this will end up, but you guys may have seen a recent article in the, I guess it was the News Journal, about school districts and background checks, criminal background checks. The article was essentially, and you'll have to make sure I'm saying this right, was essentially saying that there is a gap or a lack of individuals in school settings, whether they be staff, board, or actually visitors and volunteers, and whether they have completed and have on record a completed state police, CBI, and so on and so forth. As part, and quite frankly, I need to ask, because I think that's one of the things you guys got to do.
But the statute is a little unclear about whether there is a requirement for this to be done on a routine and consistent manner, or whether one and done, which is currently the status I'm in. We're all in that status. We've all had it done when we joined the board. I have not been back since. And now I'm sort of looking back to you to make sure.
I have.
No, you've never done?
I've never gotten fingerprinted for here, no.
Okay.
That's why I was like.
We may have to have that. Chris, do you have any color as to where that article is going and what it's trying to say about public education and background? Okay.
I just felt like there was a lot of vagueness, and people didn't know what to do. Therefore, they were all doing a little bit of different things. So I just didn't know where we stood with it, really.
Our policy is you go to the state police CBI, which is over at Dover Mall. No, it's not the Dover Mall anymore. Move.
It's Blue Hen Mall.
Yeah, okay, it's still there, Blue Hen Mall on the backside?
Not
Dover, Blue Hen. So that means then I've got one, you did one.
I have one for conceal and everything else, too, but I guess you can use the same one.
Depends how old it is.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I think I'm coming to an answer here pretty quickly. It sounds like, kids, we're all going to have to go get an updated CBI. So why don't we put that on our list? I think it's about $68. It's a big pain in the butt. And you put your face on the screen and your butt cheeks on the screen, and that identifies you clearly. With that said, put it on your list. Go get a CBI. When you get it back, send it to me, and I guess we all got to go do it. I just might as well. All right, Len, are you tracking? Unless you've got one handy.
So how new does it have to be, and does it say specifically for FSMA? Because I've probably been in there so many, I have like a frequent flyer.
I know.
Can I speak on that real quick?
Okay.
So if it's over a year, you got to do it.
Anytime
you go to a different state organization, and if it's under a year, you have it. I think it's okay. But once it goes over that year mark,
I'm way over.
You got to do it.
You don't need one.
I should be good.
You should be good. But it sounds like we have to. You, Len, are you good? I mean, you've got a TS and all kinds of other stuff.
I would think it's the same thing. I'll do whatever we need to do. I'm not sure what the rule is.
All right. Tell you what, I'll send an email out to everyone tomorrow just clarifying. I think the only one that's going to get out of this is Chris and you, probably, Len, because of your other clearances up at the guard.
And Katie.
And Katie, because she's already staff. So it looks like the rest of her are probably going to have to go get one of these done. But I'll send an email out to everybody. All right, thank you.
Well, so the
I really thought you had one. Okay.
So this is us here at the board, but the volunteers that come in and do, what is the obligation for a volunteer of the school?
So there's a different type of background check that they do. Mm-hmm. It's not the full $68 one. Because that came through probably, I want to say, 9 years ago? That's when we were both at Polytech. Remember that?
Yeah,
we used to make all our volunteers have to go and say, tell them this is not the $68 one.
Right.
Anybody that comes on subs, anybody has to have it.
Just subs. If someone volunteers for an event with the Marine Corps or with the sports things.
Well, when my wife was a regular volunteer at the little schools, yeah, she had to get it done, but like, if they came and volunteered for, like, one day for the drill meet,
no.
But they were a regular volunteer.
Unsupervised kid.
That's what I understand. They have to be, if it's an unsupervisor along with the cadet position, kind of a deal with lineup, then that's where it comes into play.
Okay.
So we would track that. We would, like, if someone came and audit. Okay. All right. Good to know.
We do it for any of our chaperones that go on.
Right.
Bus trips.
Absolutely.
But I think that was the article was about. I thought that nobody had a central database.
Agreed.
It was like the old bus driver files. So if this guy drove for me, and then he moved to Milford, they would contact me. I was responsible for sending the files. Instead of having those files in a central database,
yeah.
And that's what I think the article is getting at. Why don't we have this for our schools? Everybody's in there.
Well, that, and there was, I forget which school, they had all their teachers in this Excel spreadsheet that someone was tracking, but volunteers, it was all willy-nilly, and there, so there was no organization to it. So that was one example, but I totally agree that the state should have something at a broader scale so that you can share, but that was, it just seemed very not organized, and I didn't know how organized we were.
Obviously, well, we're going to be a little more organized than we are. Thank you, Leslie.
Okay.
For pointing that out. All right, very well. I think we're done on Commandant's report. Let's go to committees. Back to you, Les.
So we closed out the giving campaign at $4,005. And so hopefully after the meeting,
good.
We can pick some names out of my little
hat. That's right. We got to do the...
Everybody who donated with a name, we didn't include the anonymous folks, will be in a drawing for a Under Armour jacket that we will custom make for that person. Once we draw the name, we'll get their size and their colors and things like that. So that was the big, you know, payout for, you know, for the donors this time. So that's pretty much closed out. I did, someone from Classy reached out about what the rest of our plans were from a fundraising standpoint. And then I told them that we were meeting in April to kind of go over, you know, what our plans are and that I would reach back out then and then chat. But I do still think I have your email list, but selling, you know, if anyone wants to send me email addresses of folks who they think would be willing to donate to the school, I could do an email link with the Classy platform or the whole new, donation site. So this would be more friends of FSMA versus alumni and current cadets. And we can send it out and go from there. So if that's something anyone has names and wants to send me, I'd like to probably get that done before.
Yeah, so if you've got
your
sort of email list that you want to sanitize and send her 30, 40,000 names, that would be helpful.
And certainly what I can do is I can customize it and say, you know, thank you, you know, Rayot sent me your name, thought you'd be interested in, you know, her learning about FSMA. I mean, we can, you know, probably, you know, figure out if we've got some people who are interested and want to do a tour. I know that always, during school year, that always bodes very well.
Yeah.
They love seeing the cadets march and formations and things like that. And Pat, is principal for a day still something you how regularly do you like to do principal for a day?
We did it, through the state, it's done in October.
Okay, so you only do it once a year.
Correct.
Okay, I didn't know how you did it. Okay. So,
yeah. State chamber does that.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but yeah, love to start getting an email out to other folks to do another round of donations.
Cool. Wonderful. $4,000. Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right.
I think Jim has everything for all of that, for all the paperwork. I
sent
him all that. So.
All right. Questions? Nope.
So on the building, we got our fire marshal approval the other day, which does not give us our final permission to move into the building yet. We still need to get the final plumbing inspection and a building inspection. For that, we had some issues with Drain Kings, but I think it'll be resolved tomorrow. And if not, I guess I'll make a call myself over there to Drain Kings and talk to the guy, but I think they'll be okay.
Good.
And then probably within the next month, when the dirt's dry enough, it'll be time to get the grass planted, so it'll be growing time, and it's fairly stable. We're going to take the crushed concrete that's in the driveway now and put it around the back, and then do the either crushing rod or double ground millings in the front so we can get a better slope going down to the road and all that. So.
Super.
Yeah, I've met with Larry this afternoon and went over all that. So.
Thank you. Good. All right. That's good to hear. All right. On the treasurer board position, I've identified a potential person. Got the name through another individual who said, yes, she's interested. I've reached out via email and phone, have not gotten a response. You know, Jim, hey, what's going on? This is Jim Berg, our treasurer. You know, he wants to get going, so we'll see. Hopefully I'll get that squared away in the next month or so, and we'll have a new board treasurer starting.
I don't think I have anything else for the good of the order. And again, we are we're here for April 9th in this room. Looking forward to it. We got a lot of things to talk about, quite frankly, about the school and fundraising, future number of cadets, all that sort of stuff. So, anyway, I think that's all I've got. Let me whip around the room. Closing comments. All right, cool. Dr. Ray?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. Chris, good seeing you, my friend. Colonel?
I'm good, thank you.
All right.
I'm good, thanks.
All right. On Zoom, Katie?
Nothing for me. Thanks, Scott.
Yes, ma'am. Wonderful. Lanny?
Nothing to add. Thank you, though.
Okay. I think that's it. Anybody else on Zoom?
Yeah.
Okay. Very well. Do I have a motion to adjourn? I got a motion. I got a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, guys. Thank you. We are adjourned.